Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hi, guys!
Oh, he's getting old now, isn't it? Let's be honest. Craig's still not here. Bless him.
Where actually is he?
It's just jungle bound. That's all I know. He's actually stopped emailing now and messaging us on WhatsApp. He's, really worried about him, to be honest. Hasn't been on telly for a while. I think he's been eating.
Fair chance.
Something always, bitten by some kind of spider. But we're alive, we're here, and we're here to talk about fantasy football. We're talking about game week 13. We're talking about who you should have picked, who we didn't pick. We're going to go through all the results. We're going to go and preview the next game week and just do all the bloody usual stuff, a little bit of chat in between. And in section two, or segment two, as we like to call it, we have Ryan from the mighty Fantasy Yamaha. The massive fantasy football account is going to be here to have a little chat with us. He's a bloody good bloke. Friend of ours, now that we're bloody award winners. Knocking around with all the bloody the top guys from the top accounts. And and that's it. So, Ash, first of all, let's talk about how shit our week was. How was your week, mate?
Incredible.
Was it? Did you have a good one?
Oh, are you talking about fantasy football?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know how anybody else's was, because I see what I did. Because I was away for the weekend, mm-hmm. I didn't want to look at any of the scores.
Okay.
I saved them up
classic
match of the day.
Classic move.
After. Mm-hmm. But so I then didn't get to see the comparison or the rundown for what we were going to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm. So I emailed you the rundown and you didn't look at it because you didn't want to know the football scores.
No, yeah, exactly.
That is, do you know how long it takes me to fucking do that shit? Go on.
But so I got 50 points, which is slightly above average.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, I know why I did shit. Or slightly above average.
Yeah.
I should put a brand new, coming soon, patent pending, a iPhone-powered breathalyzer.
Okay. Oh.
Which probably already exists
won't
for driving.
Let you do your team when you've had a few beers.
Yes, because, cleverly...
Mm. You picked cleverly, did you? Never a good idea. Never a good idea, mate. That was your first year.
So, what I did was, I was pissing myself because I thought of a really good pun.
Okay.
So this was about 4 o'clock. This was 4 o'clock Friday night morning. I was thinking about picking Rondon.
Okay. Because it sounds like condom?
No,
is that what it
sounds
was?
Like,
is that what you were?
Because it sounds like wrong dong. Oh, yeah. And then I was going to say, a bit like Craig's missus whilst he's been away.
Oh, hello. Bloody hell. God, vicious when you're drunk, isn't you? Terrible.
So I had that thing in my head. I was lulling my ass off, being like, oh, okay. That's the thing. And then I was like, yeah, shit. It came all the way back round to, isn't Rondon's the best? So I'm going to take the captain's armband off Aguero and
put it on Rondon. Because
it sounds like Rondon. And then when I woke up at about midday on Saturday... I was like, no!
With a hangover and an erection.
Yeah.
Thinking, why have I?
And then I couldn't even... And it wasn't till I watched the match of the day, I truly realised how horrible the decision was.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, I mean, what a story. well, that's not bad.
That's an overshare.
To be fair, I mean, at least you got Aguero. Yeah, I mean, you've got Sigurdsson there in your team, I can see. Not bad, but I personally had a terrible one. We're not going to go too in-depth about what we did, but I will tell you that I'm fucking... I mean, the worst week I've had fantasy football-wise. I never take four-point hits. I always just do me one free transfer or keep it and then do two the next week. But I did decide to take a four-point hit. So what I did was I got rid of Sanchez, who scored 14 points. I got rid of Benteke, who scored 10 points. And I brought in... Coutinho, who got 1 point and is now dead. And Giroud, who got 4 points and has gone yellow. So, I mean, after my four-point hit, I made 1 point when if I hadn't touched anything, I would have had 24. And I had a shocking week.
So
dreadful. Under average points.
So, well, we'll get to it later then.
But fuck me, it was horrible. But, you know, how did everyone else do? Let's bloody see. We'll go through the results now of game week 13. The early kickoff was Burnley City, 2-1 to City. Aguero scored 2. Lovely for most people. But City not looking overly convincing. And his goals were very scrappy.
Yeah, 2 tap-ins. Yeah. This is a common theme against all these people. Why are they playing two holding midfielders. I'm not sure Man City were, but
Burnley.
I'm pretty sure they were.
City were, you're saying?
I think City were, and United were, and Arsenal were.
Arsenal were,
but
yeah.
they weren't. But all of them stopped doing it for about 3 weeks. All slaughtered the teams they were playing.
Yeah, and now
like, when we get to the Man United game, they had like 70% possession. Mm. It's like, why the fuck are you playing?
I don't know why you're moaning about United doing it. We'll get to that, but you know, you should be happy.
I mean, it worked out for me.
So two for Aguero there. Yaya Toure looked good again. I mean, no real points, I don't think. No, he didn't get the assist. But he looked good. And it's like you said, if you actually sit and watch the games and you watch the opportunities they're getting, that people that just look at the stats and, you know, just look at it on paper and FPL points-wise might not be thinking about Yaya. But I still think that's a good shout. Busy as fuck. And he's 7.7 or something. So, yeah, no, I still think he's worth going. I still think that's a decent tip to
have. As a swap for Coutinho, it might be worth a try.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that's a decent shot. Hull 1, West Brom 1, McCauley scored. That was some points for me. He's been a mainstay, the lad, which is lovely. He did pick up a yellow, though. 1-1, quite a nothing game, really. Hull. I mean, quite a few people have got McCauley. I don't know where the points are coming from Hull nowadays.
I was bloody furious because this is where Rondon didn't score the hat-trick that he was destined for.
That he was your drunken joke. Not much going there. But yeah, McCauley, pretty much saved my week single-handedly, the lovely boy. Leicester, the champions 2, Middlesbrough 2, Mahrez again.
It was like a penalty fest, wasn't it?
Penalty fest.
Did you see it? They got two. I'm sure they got two penalties.
Was it? I don't know. Yeah, Mahrez. What, Mahrez scored a penalty?
Well, he scored a penalty, and then I'm sure he got substituted off, and then Slimani scored another one.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that is the case. Mahrez, I mean, he's scoring penalties, which is, I mean, you know, if they are going to get him, then that's good. Not really scored from open play much all season. Talking of Leicester, I had a look at... But do you know Vardy has only scored, like, 2 goals all fucking season?
Really?
It's 2 or 3, but I looked, I was like... got to fucking do something with my team, and I was looking at Leicester because I actually think they've got a decent run coming up.
I so thought you were going to say, I just decided the other day, I've got to do something with my life.
Yeah, well, that's a constant. That is a constant when I'm sitting there putting together rundowns for the you know, award-winning podcast when no one fucking reads them until I get into the studio and you go, oh yeah, I didn't look at that email. I was like, I tried to make them funny. I had graphics. There's clip art, for Christ's sake. So Mahrez does score. I actually fancy Mahrez next week, possibly, their footballing game.
Oh, yeah, we were saying they've got like an easy run in ages ago, weren't they?
I think they have got a couple of... They've got Sunderland next week.
Oh, my God.
Or rather this week, sorry, game week 14. So, and that's the only thing that really, really sticks out to me.
He's still pretty consistent, Mahrez. He's still...
Yeah, he has been last few weeks, last 4 or 5...
And I think he's the fourth highest. I don't know how you say this.
Okay,
the person.
Go on. Here we go. Come on.
Ranked fourth in the list of players ordered by form. How the fuck do you say that?
Fourth most in-form player at the moment.
The fourth most in-form midfielder at the moment.
Right, there we go.
But I mean, that is. I guess that's one of those things where he's the fourth most in-form midfielder that plays at Leicester that was there on a Thursday and his name's Mahrez. So
yeah,
definitely shout.
So he's not. It's not bad, is it? That's not bad. And talking of Leicester, it's time for the biggest feature on British broadcasting. It is, in fact, time for Where's Wallers? Where's Wallers? Ash.
Where's Wallers?
Oh, yes! Yes, please. Wallers is currently sleeping with his daughter. That was Where's Wallers. So, it was Liverpool 2, Sunderland 0. So, Coutinho dies. Something bad happens to him. But Liverpool still beat Sunderland, get the clean sheet. But Coutinho, that's bad. That's bad for me. Like I say, I bought him in 1 point.
I don't know what.
Not good.
They must have been from the highlights. I can't remember what order they scored in. But basically, when I looked at my team, Pickford had 8 points, and it must have been, you know, like, I was still thinking about it.
Yeah,
he had 8 points. I was like, oh, that's not. And then suddenly it disappeared, and he had 2. So I think they must have had a shit ton of shots. He saved them all, and then they just scored twice anyway.
Yeah, I think so. And Henderson looked good in that game. There was a couple of points there. But Firmino is yellow, but I don't know if that means anything at the moment. There's potential for Lallana to be injured. Old Alan Banana, he's injured still, because I had him on the fucking bench and nothing happened. I ended up having Amat coming off the bench and getting 0 points, which was fucking dog shit. But yeah, potential injury issues for the mighty Liverpool, top of the league.
It's just always such a clusterfuck with what their whole thing. It's always random. It's got, like I say, exactly what I said last week. It's always Milner or...
Oh, you gave me an static shock then when you touched me. Oh, you touched me on the arm, which is very rare that we ever have any sort of physical contact. But maybe that's why. You like a special, like, electric boy. Like, you can't fall in love and touch another human, otherwise you kill him. Oh, electric boy. He kills the people he loves. Basically. Right, so aforementioned Amat was in this upcoming game. Swansea 5, Crystal Palace 4.
And this is just such a... Everyone saw this.
Wow. Yeah.
Textbook boring Premier League.
Yeah,
result.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, mental. Benteke scored and got an assist, which was 10 points that I lost out on because I got shipped him out. Fer scoring again is very in form as well. Sigurdsson. I mean, just classic Sigurdsson, really, isn't it?
Talk of the town.
Most in form guy in the top three guy informed guy thing,
exactly,
as you would say.
Yeah
like top three most informed midfielder.
He's the sixth most informed midfielder.
Oh, he's sixth, is he? Sorry. Yes. There was a lot of potential points there. I mean, Loretti scored twice.
Loretti.
Yeah,
that famous Loretti who plays for them. Yeah, definitely him. He plays with Scrubbles and cheesecakes.
Oh, how'd you say it?
Well, no, Loretti's 100% right.
No, that's not.
He's a famous laundry brand and a motorcycle.
Lorente? Loretti. Same thing, isn't it?
You must have heard of Lorente.
If you're playing Gaffer Tapes Bingo this week, there's your...
shit, yeah.
There's
bang!
Your, yeah, I did a spreadsheet at work the other day of Gaffer Tapes Bingo and came up with 20 things that you... and one of them was when I... mispronounce someone's name. So Loretti, that's a barnstorming one there. There's another one. Chelsea 2, Spurs 1. Chelsea still looking good. I think that's a bit of a test against Spurs. Spurs have looked pretty decent. Pedro and Moses.
Shit, that's the first.
Pedro's still in very much in form at the moment.
I wonder what their defensive stats are, because that's the first goal they've conceded in about 20
we said that last
days.
Week, didn't we, that they hadn't conscorded anything.
Scrubbles hasn't conscorded since Lawrence of Lorente.
Loretto. Yeah.
Loretto Bobby sounds Canetto. Like quite a nice drink, actually.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like limoncello and amaretto.
Oh,
brace. Ooh, that. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd like that. Yes, Moses, Pedro, Eriksen as well. It was a good goal. But he's been quite quiet. And Dele Alli with a bloody assist. Dele Alli's been in one of my secret sausage teams for a fucking ages.
So
for an age.
Here's a good question then.
Mm.
Can you, you'll never be able to
have thought so.
Who is the top most in-form defender? I'll even tell you, he plays for Chelsea.
Oh, it's old, is it Cahill?
Incorrect.
No? Aspilicueta?
Incorrect.
Oh. I don't know.
Exactly. It's Marcus Alonso.
Oh. Wonderful stat.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. Stoke, the mighty Stoke, 1-0 over Watford. No fucking points. I captained Deeney in my secret sausage team. Not in my real team. But although my secret sausage team is doing so much better than my other team now. Ridiculous. Shameful how much they're doing better. Charlie Adam scored.
From the halfway line?
No.
I didn't see this one, actually.
No, well, I mean, I'm seeing Adam. Charlie Adam, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like Adam. Not like, well, just the name Adam. It's like, not like Adam from Adam and Eve, like from the Bible, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
He got a run out.
Yeah. This is why I'm really hoping Craig hasn't been bitten by a poisonous snake, because we really need him back. Because he knows stuff like that. I mean, he probably knows whether Adam from Adam and Eve actually plays in the Premier League at all and wouldn't have to look it up. the mighty, mighty Arsenal 3-1 against Bournemouth. Little bit annoying that we conceded and a penalty again. We've had a few penalties against us. Sanchez scores a brace.
Both tap-ins, haven't they?
Yeah. No.
Not, I mean, not really. That, like, they're still goals.
Yeah.
But just saying.
And Theo, who I did have, but obviously shipped out Sanchez. There was talk that he was going to get rested, so I thought I'd take a punt on Giroud. He did get an assist, which kind of made me a couple of points back, but still, dreadful, dreadful stuff.
Oh, but we should have... I don't know if I said it last week. Mm. We must have predicted that Arsenal were going to fucking smash this. This is a perfect game to win, isn't it?
Yeah, we did say that. I think I picked Giroud. My pick of the week was Giroud.
Yeah.
This week, yeah.
Because Bournemouth, just every time they play someone who plays nice football, I just think, oh, they're going to get smashed.
I think you did say that, didn't you?
And in fact, it wasn't the first goal where they tried to play out from the back and then just for some reason just squared it to Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Dreadful play. Talking of dreadful... Manchester United, 1-1.
Yeah, Pogba and Ibrahimovic might both be worth a shout in upcoming fixtures.
Yeah?
Possibly.
Okay.
He says, and then we were saying the other week about Sacco, but we've got an impossible run of games. But Piatt.
Oh, Cresswell's back.
Yeah, Cresswell
got booked straight away. Dirty little fucker. I do like Cresswell, I must admit. He is a good lad. But... Was that his first game back since his suspension? Or did he... No. Maybe he's played since. But, yeah, back in the bad books, yeah. So it's probably not worth jumping on that Cresswell bandwagon when I wild card in the new year, is it?
I don't know. It might be. After we get, if we survive this run of games.
Yeah.
It could be perfect,
yeah.
Actually,
yeah, you do. And to be fair, though, this was something that you weren't happy with. You were like, oh, fucking hell, we're going to get smashed by United. That you said that last week.
Oh, yeah,
you were like, Ibrahimovic's going to dick us.
Oh, my God. James Collins trying to defend against Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, he's on the bench.
Oh, my God. There was a... The goal, the Ibrahimovic goal, right? It's like they've lofted it over the top of them.
Yeah.
And Ibrahimovic, who I've never tried to beat him in a race, right?
Haven't you?
So,
really?
Shockingly.
What do you do when you hang out? Just chill out down the arcades and stuff?
Yeah. Play Street Fighter.
Okay.
But he doesn't look like the quickest.
No.
He made James Collins look like he was literally like...
Because James Collins is quite slow and ginger.
Yeah, but fucking hell. I would have thought... Collins was the quicker out of the two of them.
Really?
And he was like wandering back. Oh, what is this? Oh, the ball's floating over my head. Oh, is this ginormous guy here? Bam! Header in the goal. Oh, dear.
Terrible.
So that's my blow-by-blow commentary.
Yeah, that was. That was good.
Yeah. So they looked all right, I thought, both sides, actually.
Little bit of a lifeline for Bilic. They looked all right. Everyone's been going mental about how shit United were. Obviously, Jose went mad and kicked a bottle.
He did.
I mean...
I don't know if they looked... Well, it's difficult bottles. To tell from the highlights. I just think they should have just... Jose should just ditch one of the holding midfielders and play someone, put an extra midfielder in.
Did he start Rooney?
Don't think so. No, he didn't. He started the two younger guys on the wing.
Rushton
and Lingard.
And Lingard, yeah.
And then...
Lingonberry.
Yeah, Lingonberry. Ibrahimovic up front. Mm. And then whoever their actual proper midfielder is just behind him.
Mata.
Yeah, and then two holding midfielders, Pogba and the other dude.
does Pogba play holding, does he, a bit more, does he?
Yeah, well, that's his, like, technically his position.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he did it that much for United, though.
No, yeah, I think he does.
And in the final game... Southampton 1, Everton 0. Lukaku blanks for me again, unfortunately, and picked up a yellow card. Saves, though. Stickelenberg, 6. Oh, Stickelbergen.
Yeah, so this was the game...
The Wolf.
Where, one, Austin scored, who...
Yeah.
The West Ham chairman mugged off that in the summer, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And I still can't believe... They got him for $4 million, didn't they?
It's mad. I couldn't believe that he had so long out of the Premier League last season. It's fucking mental. He should have been playing for England, let alone fucking Championship.
Absolutely, man. What are these like people doing? And then...
They're dickheads, man.
Yeah.
I just tell you that.
What was that? Then the guy, I guess everyone's going to be bringing him, but they've got a guy called Sims. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah. That's your little tippy tip, isn't it?
Little 10-year-old guy running around. I don't know if he'll... Play, we did look good.
Symbols.
Yeah.
Mm. Excellent. Thus concludes the scores, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a look at our top 10 in the Gaffer Tapes League. A couple of new names. In at number 10, Trappist 1, Sayem Burn. How do we feel about that name? Trappist. Everything about that is...
It's a type of beer. I don't know if that's a thing.
Okay, that's obviously what it is, yeah. Sayenber, in at number 10. 9, Vandalay Industries. Matt's Trandad. This is awful. Who cares about this? Sorry, the only person that does care about it is the person whose name I cannot pronounce. Vandalay Industries, Mats Tranad Gullickson. I'm so sorry. Should have practiced that. Obviously, one of the Scandinavian invasion, as I'm assuming, is number 8, Peaky Blinders Gohar Neven, who has been there before, hence why I could read his name straight off.
Jesus Christ, are the people in our league just changing their names to look more Scandinavian?
Maybe that's what it is. That.
This is a very Scandinavian.
It's a very Scandinavian top 10, isn't it?
Jesus
Number
Christ.
7, Notice Me Senpai, Matthias Haldersen. Number 5, J. Crew United, Michael Scher Heidi.
Right, guys, if you're in the top 10, you know, just one week, if you notice you're in the top 10, just tweet us with how the fuck you pronounce your
name. Yeah, please
do.
That's terrible, isn't it? I'm really sorry. We should have practiced it. I mean, Ash didn't read the fucking whole email. Joint fifth with the aforementioned gentleman is Sargentina Chris Sargent. Keeping it real, keeping it easy. Number 4, St. Hansenhelter, Eric Borander. Number 3, BTSTU Mitch Maynard. Number 2, NWR Nissant Mohanan, and still top, hasn't moved, good Kante, Harry Strouts. There's no Guy Hamilton in the top 10. I looked and he's 15th. He's fallen out of the top 10, and we know what that means. His mother won't be able to look him in the eye. His father will just avert his eyes at breakfast and just stare down at the newspaper.
I think, I don't think I've ever been so disappointed about anything in my whole life.
His girlfriend's going to start sleeping around again.
Yeah. Wrong dog.
Wrong dog, yeah. We're going to go to our positions just before we end this first segment. We'll go from the top. Ash, you're back on top, mate. I was daddy of G-Wing for 1 week. 641st.
Your daddy of nothing.
Your daddy in nothing.
Your daddy of nothing.
Oh, okay. Right, it's because you went to Northern Ireland for a few days, isn't it? You're practicing that, yeah, very good. Yeah, you're a 12 click wanker, mate. I've fallen a whole click. I'm now a 13 click wanker, 667th. I am six points behind you. No, 5 points behind you. And then Craigo, unbelievable, 1034th, 20 click wanker. Terrible. I mean, I looked and it doesn't really look like he's actually touched his team this week, I don't think. So, I mean, it stands up that he might have passed away.
How bad is it going to be in next week's show?
I can't say that.
And so, mourning the death. Oh, and then we still take the piss out of it.
Yeah. The show must go on. And then a new entrant that we're going to talk about. Not a new entrant, but a new list in the rundown of positions. Mr. Fantasy Yurmar himself, our guest in the second segment, is Ryan. And 190th, 3-click wanker. He's doing better than anyone else, let's be honest. Not anyone else, because he's 190th, but he's a 3-click wanker. Domi Mons, little demon. 517th, the lad. So he's actually taken me and you by storm from the rear, as they say. 10-click wanker. Tom Davis versus Tom Davis.
Go on. Best feature.
It is the best feature on British radio. I was going to say that because usually when I wind up to say it, you then
interject,
and I really commit to the to the catchphrase, to the jingle.
So I wasn't going to do it this time.
Okay, good. Well, so I mean, in the biggest, second biggest feature in British radio, it is Tom Davis versus Tom Davis. Tom Davis from Murder in Successville, 990th. Tom Davis, not from Murder in Successville, 590th. Bit of symmetry then. And finally, in our new feature that we... Someone emailed us last week and actually asked us to make this a feature. So I'm just helping people out. I mean, it took me fucking forever to add this to the rundown. But we'll see. Crammer versus Crammer. Erin Cram... The wife is Cramblington FC, and she's 39th in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Jesus
which
Christ.
Is amazing. 726 points. Heath Cram, the husband, with his team Chelsea Harbour, is 73rd, 712 points. So we did get the email from a guy called Martin, I think it was, and he said that, yeah, that there's a lot of beef, inter-marriage beef, going on between Erin and Heath because she is smashing him. And as we can see, 39th to 73rd, still smashing him in the Gaffer Tapes League. So congratulations to Erin. Keep it up. We like that very much. It's nice to be above people, isn't it, Ash? So, it's just another dig at Craig. Thus concludes our first segment. We will be back in part two with the main man, Ryan from Fantasy Yermar. And then we'll be back in third section to preview game week 14. We're going to do a couple of emails and a couple of other little bits like that, a bit of admin. But yeah, until then, we shall say farewell and we'll see you in part two.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Ash, Tom.
Ahoy.
And special guest, Ryan Yermar.
Ryan from Fantasy Yermar. Hello.
Biggity, biggity, bomb, boys. How's things?
It's good, mate. How are you?
Fantastic. Listen, before we get started, because if I don't say it, you're going to bang on about it all day, but congrats on the FBAs last week. Well deserved.
Did we win an FBA? Thanks, mate. I'd completely forgotten about that.
I just wanted to highlight it in case you didn't notice.
No, I vaguely remember something about it. Thanks very much, mate. Yeah, and thank you for coming on the podcast because it is long overdue. We've been saying for a long time that we should get you on.
So for anybody who doesn't know who you are, who doesn't know what Yermar is, explain. Start from the beginning. What is it? Who are you?
Start from the beginning.
So we'll make a long story short, but essentially we had a mini league with, I don't know, 5-6 people in it. This is back in uni days, sitting around a table, and the boys said, right, what do we call this? And my friend John at the time turned around and said, I don't give a flying fuck what you call it. Call it after your ma. So I thought, right, okay, let's call it after your ma. So we did. And the mini league grew then, I guess, from 5 to 50 to 500 to 5,000 to whatever the hell it's at now. And in that time, obviously, we've grown the Twitter account. We've grown the website, and I think we're now looking at something like 160-something consecutive game weeks in terms of providing coverage. So into season 5, and it doesn't get any better, boys. These are 2.5 years in, so trust me, you'll be doing the same shit in 2.5 years. Time as well.
Oh, really? Do you reckon we've peaked then? Is that
Well, I mean, where can you go after last week?
Yeah. Well, because you yourself have been nominated for a couple of FBAs, haven't you?
Well, thank you very much for bringing that to my attention. But yes, I have been nominated twice and didn't win twice.
Oh.
The way we could look at it is, you know, between us, we're now 4-time nominees.
4-time nominees, just one time winner, but that was just us. But you know, now that's 4-time nominee is the main thing, isn't it? Who beat you to the prize?
First year there only was the first. You know, there was only one prize, and that was Pundits got it first year. Okay. Second year, that was the first year they did the judges award as well. You know, the secondary category that you guys on.
The most important category, the one that's actually judged by the industry professionals. Yeah. No, we're familiar with that one. Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. Pundits won that one. I can't remember who won the judges award, but you know. We were robbed, and now I don't know. There isn't actually an FPL category now, but no, I think what they've done and potentially, you know, grow event, you know, was at the Football Museum in Manchester. You guys were at Old Trafford last week, so I mean, it's phenomenal. And I don't know how many people were there last week, but it looked really impressive.
There was, a lot of people, and we had a good view of them, obviously being right at the back.
We could see everyone.
But that's amazing. Yeah, so I mean, you know, if anyone. Isn't familiar. Is it fantasyyermar.com?
Yeah, fantasyyermar.com or at fantasyyermar, Yirma. Not my ma, Yirma.
And is there a, when I first looked you up, there was a prize. I don't know if it still exists anymore. Is there still a prize for winning the league?
You see, what we used to do was when we first started this, there was like, I don't know, 50 people in the league. And instead, there was like a 50 quid bet between me, Mark and Lammy, the, you know, the Fantasy Your Ma equivalent of Ash, Craig and Tom.
Yeah.
Right, in fairness, and this is another thing, the other two boys have died off to the wayside, so it's pretty much just me a lot of the time. But
I think that's eventually what will happen with us. I think me and Craig will just die. trying to become celebrities, and Ash will just be here in his studio.
Instead of sort of having a 50 quid bet between us, we pretty much made a prize pot from that. So the 50 quid from the loser of the administration team bet had the, for all intents and purposes, sponsor of the league. So I was quite confident with that because, you know, Lammy is, again, our version of Craig, I guess, in that he, you know, loses every week. So
that was me, to be fair. But okay. So, and obviously, just before we move on to actual fantasy football talk, you're with old Pot Noodle now, aren't you?
We are. We've done loads of fun stuff over the years. One thing I would say is that, you know, it's opened up doors to, you know, to meet people, to talk to people, to do different things. So, you know, over the years we've written for Zoo, we've written for all the different lads mags and things like that there. But we collaborated, and I say collaborate in a fun way. We collaborated with Pod Noodle for this season. So what it actually means is that each game week I have, you know, noodles of a pot-based variety to give away, or, you know, mobile chargers or whatever the hell it is that they're giving us. So to put it into perspective, my missus isn't too happy because there's a shitload of chicken and mushroom floating around the house.
She's not happy with any of it, yeah.
So, you know, maybe if we had some more varieties or something, that might be a bit easier. But
my bad boy, well, for me.
Honestly, those boys have been great. And I mean, I think it's just one of those things. You know, the actual FPL or the fantasy football has grown that much. But people want to get involved. People want to sort of come to us and ask to do things or ask to promote things and things like that there. And it's always a case, and you guys have seen this over the years, that it's always a case that if we can't promote something, or if we can't push a new account, or, you know, certainly when you guys came on the scene and things like that there, it was very quickly I was chatting with Craig, and I knew, you know, from the style of your guys' podcast that it was a good fit. And, you know, all joking aside, Craig has been, you know, writing for the site now for, this is good, so 51 consecutive game weeks for Craig, apart from the 50th episode where he, you know, pissed off to Australia and Tom had to write his 50th episode.
Really?
So wow. He doesn't even know this, but I had a whole sort of rigmarole plan for his, you know, his 50th consecutive preview. You know, I was going to go all out and, you know, he's going to get a t-shirt and all the rest of this here. But then he didn't block it, so Tom did the 50th.
I did, yeah. Bloody good one, wasn't it? Bloody brilliant. Some say the best one yet.
Yeah.
Can I just get all his glory and his t-shirt and shit like that then?
Yeah, I mean, we're starting from scratch again because he did 51, so, you know, but I don't know. Maybe we'll sort you out with, like, a, you know, pot noodle or something like that.
Do you know what, mate? I'd be more than happy with a bloody pot noodle. Can't beat a pot noodle. But like, fantasy football-wise, how is your season going? Because we read out your placement in our league in the first section, and you're doing very well. 190th in our league. Free click wanker, which is a lot better than us gaffers and sort of everyone else.
It's very early. So, I mean, even if you look at the difference, I don't know, what is it, 680 or 690 or something like that there.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between, say, me, you and Ash probably isn't more than 30, 40 points. I don't know. But do you know what I mean? It's something that can sort of, you know, flip around quite quickly. But what I did in anticipation of a question such as this is I actually looked at the Yerma League.
Okay.
I looked at your points, and this is interesting reading. So, Ashley, you go from being a 12-click to a 69-click winger. Tom, you go from being a 13 to a 73.
73?
And oh, Mr. Craig Hazel goes from being a 20 to a 121-click winger.
Jeez. Oh my God, that is amazing.
So what I want to ask, and Tom, this is a question directly for you.
Yeah.
Does this mean that your ma is the new dart on G-Wing?
I think it is, yeah. The new dart on G-Wing. I like that. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll give you that honour, because that's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. That shows you've got a big league. Blimey.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing about it just grows over the years, do you know what I mean? So it was, I don't know, 300, 500, whatever it is. But there's bigger leagues out there. But I think what you guys do with the league is far better because, well, you have time and appetite to actually go through it and actually play about with it a lot more. So actually, here's an offer for you. If you want to take over my one and do it as well, it's all yours.
Right. What do all your league admin and stuff?
Tom messaged me today saying basically every time we have to look through the scores for people and Tom does it.
Oh, Tom does it, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
I'm basically the fucking PA for the gaffers. I said this to you the other day. I went, I'm just... Okay, Ash, can create a robot that does all this shit? So,
And then you had to look up the scores for everybody. And then I was like, oh, cool. So, you know, you bookmark the pages then so you can see what their scores are. And Tom was like, oh, I've just been scrolling through them.
Yeah, I didn't realise. It took me forever because everyone's in different places. Just find a fucking Tom Davis from...
Do you guys not have a... Got a secret sausage mini league for yourselves, just the three of you guys, so you can see where you are.
Yeah,
but then we've got other. No, we don't. But then because there's other people as well that are on the rundown now, like the Kramer versus Kramer twins.
Yeah, exactly. That's a new one. That's a new section.
Yeah,
wait for that one. That's going to be a barnstormer.
Plus, if we had a little, mini league between the three of us, it wouldn't really be a competition, would it?
Well, I don't know. Oh, look at this. But... give it all the fucking large after like 13 game weeks. Yes. But yeah, so Ryan, so this season so far, what has been your fantasy football highlights? Have you picked up on anyone? Has there been anyone that you've sort of stuck with and picked someone in particular that's got you decent points?
Oh no, I'm completely pig-headed when it comes to this. So because we were doing the whole skit with Lukaku's been in for the whole season.
That's right. Oh, okay.
And we're pushing him pretty hard. So the week he got the hat trick, I said, right, fuck it. We're captaining him. He has to score. He's gone, 13, 14 games without a goal. Yeah. He had to score. He did. Now we're sort of on the basis that I think Lukaku's gone another three goals or three games without a goal or one of five or something like that. So it's getting very close to the point where we're going to have to start doing Lukaku watch your magging. And that's an absolute bollock because there's nothing worse than watching Lukaku play when he doesn't play. So he gets quite... I mean, Walcott's been in pretty early on, I think, his form to the start of the season. And especially if you can't afford Sanchez, then Walcott for me is the only sort of way into that midfield.
Yeah.
I think with him being pushed forward a lot. And to be honest, I think just for the fact that he actually accepts the fact that he's a winger rather than trying to pretend he's a striker again has actually helped him. Trying to think, I mean, GMAC, Gareth McCauley has been a mainstay, I think, from the start of the season as well. And obviously, with the Northern Ireland connections, I have to have some sort of Northern Ireland player in there at some stage. But I think for value for money, he's been, set on. And Firmino, I know, Ash, you're not a big fan of him, but same with the time he's been pushed up front. He's been pushed forward. And even for this week, I'm sort of reading through everything about Firmino because everybody's looking with, Coutinho up to him. But Firmino, for me, if he's fit for game week 14, is where I'm putting probably my money on. Aguero's been in from the start, barring his, his three-week exodus. And Costa, actually, I think a lot of people didn't really fancy Costa after last season, but I think he's been a mainstay in the team since the start of the season. But again, it's hard to sort of put a pin in the map on it now because, as I said, after 13 game weeks, it'll start to level off. And, with the introduction of all these chips and wild cards and things like that, you're going to have a load of people who are ahead of, say, the four of us who maybe, played their chips early or have a wait. And it just takes time to balance it out. I think that was a big learning curve for everybody last year. To sort of work out how these chips were going to affect the game. And it wasn't until the latter half of the season that it all started to sort of balance out.
Like, have you used your wild card yet?
No. But again, that's more stubbornness. So I probably could have used it or should have used it two or three times.
You've got to use it before Christmas, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only a few weeks left now.
But I think in my head, I'm sort of thinking, right, the run up to Christmas, you're going to have two, three game weeks bunched together. And if I can do it over that Christmas period, I will. I will use it. I'm happy enough with the team at the minute. But
you're sitting pretty well in the Gaffer Tapes League at 190th, mate. Free click wanker. It's not bad at all.
It was a bad week. I was down to two clicks. Okay. I was sort of knew it was coming on. I was trying to get down. I was trying to get down to one click, but. Not captain and Aguero last week didn't do me any favours.
Oh, mate, don't. I spoke in length about how bad my last game it was in the first half, but, oh, God, dreadful.
Did you both get rid of Sanchez then?
So I got rid of... I haven't taken a four-point hit all season.
because I haven't wanted to. I thought, you know, because last year I was doing better by not taking hits. So I got rid of Sanchez and Benteke this week, or the week just gone, and I bought in Coutinho and Giroud. So Sanchez scores 14 points, Benteke scores 10 points, Coutinho basically dies and scores 1 point, and Giroud's gone yellow and got like 4 points. So, I mean, absolute dog shit.
Yeah, but it's funny for everybody else.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It is, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm laughing on the inside, definitely, mate. Yeah. But yeah, absolutely furious with that. And it genuinely ruined my week. Like yesterday, I was so angry at work. Just in such a foul mood for about 8.5 hours. My toilet breaks were just absolutely...
You stayed at work for 8.5 hours?
Sorry, mate, what was that?
You stay at work for 8.5 hours?
Well, I mean, I'm there, you know. I sort of show up. So I spend an alarming amount of time sort of either walking around pretending to be busy or just sat on the toilet playing on the phone. But, you know, when you work in the advertising game, mate, that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. But
you do your best thing.
Exactly, yeah. So we've got a few tweets for you, mate, before you go, if that's all right.
Wait a minute. Can I interrupt this segment?
Can you? Absolutely.
What? Who do you actually support in real life? Who's your team? Because you're from Lauren the hot... Oh, sorry, say again.
Lauren FC.
Ah, footballing hotbed. Northern Ireland.
Have you heard of that team, Ash?
I have not, and I've been there.
You've been there? You've been to the place?
That's the local team for where I'm from. Premier League-wise, fond of Arsenal.
Oh, good lad.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know it makes sense. You know it makes sense.
But I mean, for me, I like Bournemouth actually as well, just the style of football. Love watching Liverpool this season Liverpool this season are actually doing what I, you know, are really pushing me a bit, because I hate having players in a position or, you know, duplicate players, two players from the same position, from the same club. So like a Coutinho and a Firmino. And now we're seeing this season, we're seeing people with Coutinho, Firmino, Mane. And that's doing my nothing. It's a great team to watch.
I was in Belfast with two listeners, actually. Sam and Mike, the two most attractive listeners we have.
All right. were they friends before, or did you just sort of like seek out listeners and hang around with them and stuff?
Basically, yeah. they were friends previously.
Oh, okay, and now they're not friends because they listen. I see. I'm with you.
Right. But in Belfast, why is there like a big Liverpool thing? Do you know?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's growing up, it was always, you know, I was born in the 80s, so it was mostly Liverpool or United fans. And what used to happen is you used to get a boat over to Liverpool, watch them once the season come back again. So it's always been, you know, historically Liverpool, United. For me, it was just a family thing, you know, parents, grandparents, Arsenal fans, whatever it was. So, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really have a choice.
Oh, yeah, you know, I suppose like, it's not. Belfast and Liverpool aren't miles apart, are they?
No. And I mean, it's just like, I mean, imagine, you know, Tom Sprague supporting Spurs. Like, it just wouldn't happen.
Ugh, don't even say such a thing.
Although he's named after a famous Spurs player.
Well, so. and a famous Spurs manager as well. But don't worry about that. That was a forfeit because I lost the quiz last year. Can I just say as well, Ryan, that it's nice to hear, to have a guest on that is born in the 80s as well. Because
I was thinking this last week because Chuck Keane or something out there.
Yeah, Chuck was on, and Chuck was born, in like 1999 or something. And then we had a tweeter who was born in the 90s.
He gets served the drink in his own bar.
I know, terrible, isn't it? Terrible. So let's do a couple of tweets for you, mate. We've got a triple barrel tweet from Gilad Finkelstone, who I assume is part of the Scandinavian invasion. He said, all right, listen up. A little bit rude. I want to do a wild card. It's like it's written by a 7-year-old. I want to do a wild card. I just realise it's because English probably isn't his first language. Just take the mick of him there. I want to do a wild card. I can get Costa and Sanchez in addition to Hazard and Aguero, but that means the rest of my team is a pile of smelly shite with no particular high points potential. Is it worth the risk? What do you think?
Yeah, do it. Go for it. Yeah. If it doesn't work, change it. Do you know what I mean? It's still early. So, again, it's the sort of thing. I'm not an advocate of, you know, taking the points hits, but I mean, the way I look at this game is there's no point. There's plenty of places out there that look at stats. There's plenty of places out there that will look at, you know, what you should and shouldn't do. Plenty of gut. If you want to do it, do it. Full stop.
Yeah, that's true. And also, if he's still got his wild card and he does it and then he fucks up, he can then wild card again in a few weeks' time.
100%. So, I mean, as I said, if you really want to take a chance, I mean, now's the time to do it. Nobody would have thought, you know, you look at the first six, Capu would have, you know, performed the way he did earlier. He's easily sitting in the top five for defenders points, and he's nowhere near, you know, the most expensive defender. So there's gems out there. Do you know what I mean? There's 100% gems out there.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Good answer. Good answer. Ash, do you want to read that one out?
Gaffers and Fantasy Yamaha, the dream team. Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. Question for us. Best replacement for Coutinho of equal or lesser value?
That tweet, by the way, was from at no name. Yeah, so you kind of answered this because you said Firmino, although he is...
Well, the way I look at this is, I mean, these types of questions we get on Twitter all the time. Mm. And what's is you don't know who they have. So if he's saying Coutinho,
that's true, actually.
You know, he's coming out. So I would automatically think, right, well, do you already have Firmino and Mane, one or two as well?
Yeah.
For me, I'm looking at the injuries. You know, Ben Denery is saying that it's, you know, it's looking good for Firmino, so I'm going to stick with Firmino. If you want something different, again, it depends on your Arsenal coverage. They've got a couple of decent games, so you're looking at World Cup. But the other thing is, I mean, and I think Craig pointed this out in his preview last week, it doesn't matter how shit Swansea are, Sigurdsson will still score points. So if you haven't got him already, he's a fantasy favourite, you know, and it's somebody that, you know, he's nearly, nobody's guaranteed points, but if Swansea are going to score, he's going to be involved.
He's going to be, and he's on penalties as well, isn't he? And he's 7.3 mil. He's the third most in-form midfielder at the moment. Someone else, though, if you fancy taking a little bit of a punt, Yaya Touré, because obviously he scored the other week, and then last game week, he looked really good. Looked like he could have scored a couple of times there as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you see my team. I brought him in. So
oh, did
I brought
you?
Him in.
Okay.
Yeah, because for me, Yaya was my favourite fantasy player.
Hmm.
The reason I did this was because it was, you know, it was bandwagon Gündoğan out and Yaya in, so it really wasn't making that much difference to me. And you still had that backup option of Capu to come in as the additional midfielder if it didn't. So no, I thought, man, you know, it's a bit of a risk, it's a bit of a gamble. I tell you, the one I really liked was the young kid Josh Sims for Southampton. He started, I don't know, debut there against Everton. He was phenomenal. I thought he was really good. Now, God knows if he's going to play for the next three or four games, but he's definitely somebody I want to watch next week to see, you know, is he starting again? It was a hell of a performance, so he should be starting again. But you know, 4.5 million. If he gets a run of games, you know, for me it would be Redmond out and Sims in, but it's far too early. I mean, you know, the kids had one game.
In the first half, I was saying that first part, I think he looked good.
Mm.
He was brilliant. I thought he looked class, but as I said, it's just I'd be lying if I said I knew who he was before last week. He looked
match of the day interview was amazing. I don't know if you saw it, where they asked Koeman about it because obviously he was at Southampton when he must have been coming through, and they said, "Oh, so this guy, wow, he's like good. What was he like when you had that?" "Oh, I've got nothing to say about it." "Oh no, but I mean, just I mean, you were there. Like, it's not like I'm not having a go at you or anything, but like." You were there, so like, what did you think of him in training? Southampton are not my problem now. Jesus Christ.
Chill out, mate. Yeah, yeah. Not mine.
I suppose the thing is he's not better, like, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's fun-loving guy, Cohen. We got a tweet from Max Perkins, says, fave Northern Irish player of all time?
Question. He says it's tough, you know, best for ability. 100%, can't deny that. I spoke about him two or three times. Garth McCauley is probably my favourite player of the current squad.
Okay.
I was sitting in Lyon for the Northern Ireland Ukraine game at the Euros. He scored there, easily one of the top five football moments of all time for me. Wow. But probably all together, probably Keith Gillespie. He plays Fantasy Yamaha as well. Excellent guy. Oh yeah, he's a big fan. But
remember Gillespie? I used to have him in the old sticker books and that.
Actually, I just thought, I mean, because everybody even still remembers the, you know, the Barcelona game from must be nearly 20 years ago now. But the cross in for Espria, it was phenomenal. It was one of those players that got you every, and even on you know, the cold Tuesday night equivalent of, and it got you off your seat there as well.
He was a pretty good Championship Manager 2 player. Remember that much? Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. 100%.
Right, we have a question from Steve Kirkwood. He says, if you had 10 mil in the bank after getting rid of Coutinho, who is your favourite Attitude Era wrestler? Now, that's just my favourite question, because I could talk about this. I mean, we are probably running over a little bit, but, you know, I'd happily talk about this for 25 minutes. So,
I think, yeah.
Were you into pro wrestling?
Fuck, I mean, I dabbled a bit, but you know, I'm only 6'9", so it just didn't work out.
Are you actually 6'9"?
I'm not Jack, no. I don't know, Mick Foley, yeah, Mankind. Or, oh, no, I'll tell you, Bradshaw and Farouk.
Ah, brilliant, the APA. Both, oh,
both underrated.
Ah, they were, absolutely, yeah. Farouk, obviously Ron Simmons, and he was the first ever black guy to hold the WCW Championship. So, stat. I'm interested in that.
Being
stuff.
From you know more Belfast, about that's enraged to Big Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, he's not happy with that. Right, let's, should we do another couple? Let's have a little meta question from Padfall. He says, we know he loves a pot noodle, but how does Fantasy Yamar feel about about Richmond sausages and burger sauce? It's one for the gafferazzi there.
No, it's Denny sausages and brown sauce.
Denny sausages. Okay. Did you have Denny sausages when you went over to Northern Ireland, Ash?
I did not. I saw a thing called Tato's.
Ah, come on, it's the best crisps in
crisps,
the world.
Isn't it? It's a crisp brand, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you've heard of it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it was everywhere.
You haven't?
It was everywhere, just over the floors.
It was like, as soon as you arrive at the airport, it is like Tato Land. Mr. Tato greets you from the airport.
Mr. Tato?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This is true. And you can go to the castle. There is a Tato Land as well. But
there's no, a Tato Land, no way. Yeah.
Bring up a very good point here, because I don't know if Tato are listening, but I'm open to it. I think it's a perfect companion snack for pot noodle.
Really?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, you say this, after we won the award, this is a little Gaffer Tapes exclusive. I don't even think Ash knows about this. After we won the award, I emailed Jaffa Cakes, and I basically went, we've won an award, Jaffa Cakes rhymes with Gaffer Tapes. Sort it out. And that was it. Bit like an arrogant email. I thought they'd open it and go, bloody hell, who the hell is this guy? He clearly rides a skateboard and wears a hat on backwards. Yeah. He's won an award. Let's sort it out. I just kind of got a generic email back just going, oh, we don't usually do stuff like that. Thanks. So, yes.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, that's the first 5 times.
Yeah?
Oh. No, they're kidding me.
Yeah, it's just a stupid idea. I think Ash is actually quite angry that I've done that now, wouldn't you? He's quite angry. Right, should we do literally a couple more questions? Let's have one from Stimmers, because we haven't read a question out from the legend Ian Stimson, David Stimbleby, Earthwind Stim, and any others. He said, have you ever had second thoughts about letting Craig write a weekly fantasy football blog?
Second, third, fourth.
What about every time we read out how badly his
league is? It's very easy to give Craig, you know, an ear bashing when he's on the other side of the room. But do you know something? That guy has been nothing but consistent. Now, good, yeah. What's interesting is I don't think he actually puts his picks, but the picks are always good.
That's true. Oh. He said that on the pod. His picks are really
fucking
good.
This is like bollocks. Right, first of all,
yeah,
you've congratulated him on being consistent, which is like the turning up award. Like, if there's one thing I can say about Craig, reading through all his articles, is they were definitely written.
Yeah.
Well, good one. Till he fucked off to Australia.
He types them.
And then, yeah, he definitely types them. And then, his thing is, he tips every fucker in the league. He just, like, blanket tips everybody, and then comes on the week after and goes like, well, I didn't pick him myself, because I thought it was a dog shit idea. But when, insert name of any player, scored, yeah, it was one of my tips.
Yeah.
Wait, tipped every fucker on the team.
Here's a thought, because actually you're getting quite agitated over this.
he's tugging on his testicles.
It's not good for you. I know, I listened to the podcast. I know he sort of, you know, he maybe has gleamed over something you've said and maybe passed it off as his own. But why don't we throw down the gauntlet? So, for example, for next week, for game week, say 15, what we'll do is we'll do a, you know, preview with Ash's scores. Our Ash's predictions and Craig's predictions, and we'll do a tally at the end of that, and we can maybe see, because I just think that you're getting quite aggressive over this, and you know, we can settle this quite easily.
I think that's a really good idea. I think that's great.
Honestly,
you got quite nice.
Put your money where your tits are, baby.
But I mean, it's like you wouldn't sign up for a boxing match against like a handicapped guy, would you? Well, because I'd get beaten up, but.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
So, but it's like, you know, it's a bit unfair on Craig, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure Craig will be up for it.
I'll see what he says. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Sweet. All right, done. Well, he's 50 goals to G, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I need to get some... Oh, wait a minute. I need to backfill some...
So you just need 50 weeks. Just give me 50 weeks to sort it out, and then we'll do it. 50 weeks of intense training, like fucking Rocky montage shit. Amazing.
But, no, honestly, no. I mean, in terms of second thoughts, no. It was my buddy, Mark Jones, that did the first, what, three seasons. So he did all the things he got there. And Craig came in at the start of last season. But yeah, I just think that, you know, the content that you guys do, the content that we sort of, you know, strive to or work towards is quite similar. You know? And I just think there's no point in taking yourself too seriously. At the end of the day, it is fantasy football.
Exactly. It's a made-up thing, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Reading between the lines, we're brilliant. Craig's a bit of a dick. Yeah. We get it.
It's like when someone exposes pro wrestling to be fake. It's like people going, what? Yeah, no, it is essentially just entertainment. But yeah, no, and in all honesty, Craig's articles are really good, very well written, and his tips are usually good, but he just doesn't follow them himself, unfortunately. But yeah, right, let's do one final question. I liked this one. We did get a lovely question from Andre Martinson. We won't read it out because I think we're running out of time slightly, but he...
Sorry, Andre, we've got an unlimited amount of time. we just mentioned you did it, and then we won't spend the 5 minutes.
But I wanted to more give him a shout out because he sent us some lovely... treats from Scandinavia.
Oh, he did,
didn't he? He did, and they were lovely, and he had a lovely handwritten note, and he's brilliant. Do you know what, actually, let's read out his question quickly. If you were an animal, which kind of animal would you be? Very easy for me, a wolf. I'm just a wolf. I absolutely love a wolf. It's my favourite animal. Bang into a wolf.
So there's two answers. It used to be crunchy on the outside, smooth on the inside, armadillo.
Okay, but yeah.
I think now, as a tribute to probably the most underrated leader of a generation, it would be a French pit bull and Matthew Flamini.
Yeah.
Ah.
The legendary Flamini, yeah.
What a player. What a man.
I know, he is. And that is true, that he's like your favourite player. I don't know if that's like a real thing. Or
well, you mentioned the Rocky montage. You mentioned the Rocky montage. So yeah. Do you remember the scene where Duke's basically saying to Rocky, that, you know, you need speed, you don't have it. You know, you need, I can't remember, all this stuff that he needed for the fight, and he didn't have it. I just imagine Wenger's pep talk to Flamini was, right, you need speed, you don't have it. You need ability, you don't have it. So just really try hard. That's what I...
Just really give it a go. And if all else fails, just get booked.
Is it Flamini who's like... who's like potentially one of the world's richest people?
Oh yeah, yeah. So, in fairness, if I am going to associate myself with somebody, you know, somebody that might revolutionise the, you know, the fuel industry and be worth billions of pounds in years to come, isn't the worst idea in the world.
Yeah, that's true. See, we're big fans here.
Essentially, so
remember from the first part, I think where's Flamini?
Flamini is basically like to Fantasy Yamaha what Wallers is to us.
Previously,
yeah.
But now I think it's time we move on.
You think we move on to then jump on the Flamini bandwagon as well because he's rich? I'm not leaving Wallers, mate. I tell you now, I'm not leaving Wallers. No way.
Flamini stock market watch. New segment,
perhaps.
I don't know. Then we're gonna have to start up the Fantasy Yamaha podcast. Now, I'll use a completely different structure.
Yeah.
So we'll do part one where we maybe review the previous game week, but there'll be a special feature that I think could be, you know, potentially the best thing in British broadcasting called There's Wallers. It's basically where I tweet out his location with coordinates. Part two, I think, would be tweet dreams are made of these.
I like that.
And then I think part three would obviously have to finish in a quiz. So I'm thinking potentially Neil spelled N-E-I versus Real Betis.
Okay. Right, I see it. No, there's no way that we'd be able to sue you with that shit.
No, but it goes even deeper than that because I'm planning a live finale and it's going to be filmed at a London bar called...
Okay.
Well, wait till you hear this. It's actually called Gimp Shui. That's my impopulary.
Yeah, no, that sounds completely legal. Well, and
yeah, legit.
Yeah,
just for you, I've actually even booked them already. Lee Sharp's already going to come in as a guest.
Now you've pushed it just too so far. No way.
Really happened that day.
Yeah. No, don't tell him. I never want the truth about what really happened that day to ever come out. It's graphic. It really was. Okay, let's do this final question because everyone got excited about this one on Twitter. We had a tweet from Sour Troubadour. He said, this is terrible. Shag, marry, kill Tom Ash Craig.
Oh.
Don't pretend you haven't thought about it.
Right. Well, tell me this. Right. Tom, what colour would you say Ash's hair is?
What colour would I say his hair is? Yeah. I'd like to say chestnut to you. How do you feel about that?
Well, chestnut?
What about you, well, sir?
Well, I know. Okay. So Craig's written 50 previews for me, so I'm going to marry him again, you know, for the commitment and the consistency issues. Ash is the closest thing you have to a long-haired brunette, so, you know.
True.
All right, my lad.
Dan.
Tom, talk to you last week, so, you know, you're dead.
Good choice, sir.
I don't think I'd be getting the shag, I'm not going to lie to you, because I'm definitely the filthiest. I'm the filthiest out of all of them. I'd absolutely rock you well, but you won't find out. You'll never find out, do you know what I mean? The stuff I would do is unbelievable. on that intensely sexual note, Ash is like, he's like daddy fucking big balls now. He's like, well, you know, yeah.
It was never in question, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I would do it from behind because of your hair. What is okay?
Well, that wasn't awkward.
Yeah, not at all. No, normal.
Yeah, you probably should have started with that question and gone on.
Yeah, it should have gone and then finished maybe on football with a lovely one about animals. But that's fine. Ryan, thank you very much, mate, for coming on the podcast and being wonderful.
Absolute pleasure, boys. Big fan.
Thanks very much. Just one more time, plug your Twitter. You can plug your league as well. If everyone, people who are in our league and they're like, you know, 2-click wankers think they're the nuts, and then they go to yours and they're like a 28-click wanker.
Yeah.
If you got your, do you know your league
you
pin?
Join the league if you want. I'm trying to remember the code and I have no clue what it is. But, join if you want. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
The account code is 3844-1725. And join the 7,000 or in there, and shoot for top 500.
Yes, nice, lovely. Well, thank you very much, mate. It has been a bloody pleasure. And sorry about the whole light sex thing and that. It just put in an image because in my mind, I've got an image.
If it hadn't have been included, I would have been disappointed.
Yeah,
it's got.
And
me.
It's funny how you've backtracked so much. Now that obviously the sexual tension between me and Ryan's built up, now you're like disgusted by it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
if
God.
If he said that he was going to shag you, you'd have been like...
I would have finished on a bang. I would have just gone, yeah. And then just like put the fader down and put on some like nice music.
But it's the ego, Tom. I can't beat the ego. Do you know what I mean? It's
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Thus concludes our second part. And thanks again to Ryan. And we will be back with part 3 in just a second.
Welcome back to part 3 of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football.
I had to really squint my eyes and think a lot just to remember what the name of the podcast was. Forget about the award. In this segment, we are going to read out a couple of emails and then preview game week 14.
Yeah.
So, first one, we got an email from Martin Stewart. What did he say?
Martin Stewart, he said, he had a lovely email where he clarified the whole Kramer versus Kramer thing. But then he added at the end something that we said we were going to do. We were going to do a Would You Rather, didn't we, every week?
I thought it was a Snogberry Avoid thing.
Yeah, oh, that was another thing. Oh, yeah. We say we're going to do a lot of stuff, but we never do. But then I noticed in the various emails we got, there was that. I thought, oh, I'll highlight that bit. So he said, lads, would you rather A, lose Domi Mons as a mate and be stripped of the award, or B, have to watch Ashes West Ham win the league and FA Cup double? For me, that's easy. I would happily watch West Ham win the league and FA Cup double, because losing Dominic Monaghan for me would be worse than death. I'm not lying. obviously the award, you know. But yeah, no, I mean, Dom has an email because he's been busy promoting his new film, which looks fucking amazing. Have you seen the trailer to his new film, Pet?
I have.
Oh, look at the quality. Yeah, watch the bloody trailer and watch all of it because it's very good. It takes you by surprise. But yeah, he hasn't emailed for a little bit. And as a result, I've been getting withdrawal symptoms and I'm slightly worried that we actually haven't spoken to him since we won the award. Is he intimidated by our success?
Is that what it is?
No. Oh, it's God. So obvious,
Dom, we haven't changed, mate. We have not changed. Winning the award, I can categorically say, winning the award has not changed the gaffer tapes. And that sentence was brought to you by Domestos. Kills 99.9% of germs. So yeah, no, definitely.
How is this even a... Sorry, Mr. Martin.
Mr. Martin.
How is this even a thing? Because they're not... Like, one is a really good, awesome thing, and the other one would suck.
Yeah. Well, no, because...
Even for Tom, watching West Ham win, would be like one of the best things
ever. Yeah,
to
be fair, it's not, not one of the best things, I'd rather see West Ham win than a fucking lot of teams, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Probably. So, best thing ever. And then fucking Scotty McDougal in Australia doesn't care, so...
Scotty McDougal... yeah, no, I think definitely I'd never give the award back, and I love Dom. Dom is my absolute favourite person.
It's so, how you fucking love Dom more than me?
I do.
It's not even a question, is it?
No, what would you rather do? Stay mates with Dom or save Ash from a fire? It would be stay mates with Dom. Just be mates with Dom. Yeah.
You arsehole.
Go for go for one beer with Dom, or save Ash from a burning building. Go for one beer with Dom. We also got...
I'm too busy having sex with Ryan Yamar.
You making love to Ryan Yamar. And maybe that the friction started the fire. And then Dom's going, hey, calm down, Rod, you pub bastard. And I'm going, could I save Ash and Yamar? It's like, oh God, the pint with Dom. Yeah, it'd be the pint. I haven't had a drink for like a week.
An hour.
No, a week. I've just drink it like once a week. Just like one, just, like oh, one bottle. One bottle of red wine a week. On like a Thursday. That's pretty good. Because it's beer every that puts time, some weight, isn't it?
Every time Tom does this, every time he sees me, he's got this one mental plan that he's done. Yeah. He'll just come up with one halfway through the show. He'll just be like, oh yeah, so I've been having a problem with wet ears today. What are you talking about, Tom? That's what they say. They often say the best thing to do, the best way of cutting down, is to just fucking binge it.
No, but what, a bottle of red wine is like three glasses of red wine of an evening on a Thursday or something. That's pretty good. Then that keeps you going for the week, and you don't have 20 pints of the weekend. And that's where you get, you know, your tits and shit to be put on weight. So when I had to, I mean, this has got nothing to do with anything, but when I went to my cousin's wedding, I had to fit in my suit. So for a month, all I did was just drink red wine once at the weekend, and I lost enough weight to get in my suit. The only problem with that is that when I got to the wedding, I went absolutely mental and I was asleep by 7 p.m. So, and there's photos of me. Everyone in my phone's got photos of me just asleep. But looked really nice in my suit. Got in my suit, but just asleep, just on the table.
Was your shirt tucked in?
It was. Yeah, I was asleep and my shirt was still fucking tucked in. Win an award and it comes untucked. Unbelievable.
We got another email.
We did. We got one from Chuck Bailey. Lovely Chuck. He actually emailed us last week, but we didn't have time to get it on. But he basically says, in a nutshell, he mentioned his crowdfunder when he was on as a guest, and lo and behold,
fucking smashed it, Insta.
Smashed the crowdfunder. So congratulations to Chuck for getting his crowdfunder target. He did email us, thanking a few listeners, Joe Bloom, Dan Tyler, James Doncaster as well. I think he thanked you as well, Ash.
Basically, funded the whole thing myself. But,
did you?
Yeah.
Generous guy.
I mean, Becky put some money towards it, but yeah. I was there. I facilitated.
You are a generous guy.
She used my iPhone and she did it, so.
Did she?
Basically.
Part of it.
Yeah. Basically part of it. And also, he said that a guy, I don't know who this is, listener, Dan Parkinson.
Dan Tyler came to his bar and got a free drink for saying that he was one of the gafferazzi. And Dan Parkinson is a listener as well. Allegedly. Get involved, Parkers.
Nice.
And apparently, he's coming to Pimp Shui, or is having a party at Pimp Shui at some point. So lovely. It's great. It's plus, the bloody Gafferazzi community. Go on.
As we know, we've got a Facebook page. We never use it. It's just there.
One day we're
going to start using it properly.
Yeah.
But somebody Facebook messaged us on it.
Did they?
And I was like, shit, what is this?
We've never used it. We just uploaded. It just automatically uploads the podcast once a week.
But if you get on it, if you like it, then when we do start using it, you get the early entry. Bam. Yeah. Because we're going to have a strict policy. Only like 15 likes and that's it. Everyone else can fuck off. We're going to be banned. But someone messaged us saying, when's the live show happening?
Oh, really?
I want to get in. Wow. Let's go down there, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we haven't talked about it officially, but first sort of few months of the new year. Between sort of about February and the end of the season.
Between now and the end of time.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Exactly.
It'll definitely them, happen. Yeah. No, but we'll give you lots of notice when that happens. Time for a little mental email of the week before we move on to the Game Week 14 preview. In a section called, funnily enough, Mental Email of the Week. Oh my God, it's mental! Are you going
to
read this one?
Yeah.
James Doncaster's email.
James Doncaster says, lads holiday, exclamation mark. You join me as I lay down doing my exercises. He's trying to improve his lumbar section of his back. Good on you.
Good luck.
Doing some squats, hopefully. But he wouldn't be lying down, so I don't know.
No.
Interesting fact about Morrison's. The one near him has got an entrance in the car park and one on the high street.
Oh, hello.
One takes you to the refrigerator section and the other one to the fruits and vegetables section. Produce. He wants to know, what would award winners use?
The vegetable section.
What are the two options? Yeah. The vegetable section and the freezer section.
Vegetable section. Easy. Job done.
No, box that. The freezer section, because the fruit and vegetable one's the front door, isn't it?
Oh, that's true, yeah. Box that. And to be fair, I like those little Bernard Matthews little frozen mini chicken Kiev things, turkey Kiev things. Love them.
Well, actually, get them in the freezer. I take a step back. I wouldn't go in either. Who the fuck goes in Morrison's?
Yeah, that's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ann and Deck do.
Do they?
Yeah, they're in the adverts.
Oh, I see. Whilst pondering this, he's been on the phone to his fucking mate. In Texas.
He's fucking mate.
Who apparently designed the Arsenal mascot whilst he was at Primary School. Amazing.
The Gunnosaurus. I've seen him many a time.
Who in the what now?
Gunnosaurus.
The Arsenal mascot is called Gunnosaurus.
Gunnosaurus. The big dinosaur. Big lovely dinosaur. Yeah.
Is it a cannon dinosaur? A
cannon dinosaur?
It's Gunnosaurus. I thought, is it a cross between a T-Rex and a Transformer?
No. It's just
it's not like a cannon on its back with a little tiny T-Rex on it.
Nice. Not at all.
What kind of fucking imagination did this guy have, is it?
I know.
Child. And also, before the Arsenal game kicked off, he was actually a no-click, no-scroll wanker. But by the end of Sunday, he'd been fucked over and had actually achieved his all-time goal. He is currently sitting in the hot spot, the best position you can be in the league. 64th in the league. Ultra meta.
That is ultra meta.
Advice to you, James, is to immediately go out and get a 64 tattoo. Then email us back a pic.
And Ash will send you a picture of his weird 64 tattoo.
And then
never get drunk with Ash and ask him about the number 64.
You'll win at life.
Because I asked you that on the day Nelson Mandela died, and you were like, he was born on the 64th or something.
He was actually, that's a good fact. He was actually, his prison cell had a 64 in it.
Did it? Mental. Yeah. Absolutely mental. Let's preview Game Week 14, Ash.
Let's do it.
Saturday, early kickoff.
No Friday game.
No Friday game.
You've been told.
No Friday game, and do not pick Welbeck. There's your facts and your advice this year.
Always the same.
Yeah, always the same. City-Chelsea. That'll be an interesting one. At City.
Chelsea. Boom. Who knows what's going to happen?
I don't think... Yeah, City haven't looked great. Chelsea have looked strong. I think that's, what, 1-1? 1-1 written all over it? Aguero and...
Difficult one to tell, actually, yeah.
It could be just your classic Aguero and Costa goals.
It could be, yeah. Can go too far wrong on that.
Yeah. I fancy that. If you've got Aguero, I mean, is it worth captaining over someone else? I don't know. You can never go wrong with the Aguero one, Ben. Palace, Southampton. Goldfest?
Isn't there a thing where Benteke's not scored at home for Palace basically since time started?
Yeah, might be, actually. He certainly didn't score like pretty much at any point when I had him. And he did score last week, but he was away.
Yeah.
Austin there as well. Palace is shit at the back. Conceded 4 last week.
Could be
Charlie Austin.
It's 5-4, wasn't it?
Yeah, but... Oh, it was 5-4... No, it was 5-4-2.
To Swansea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Spurs and Swansea now. Spurs.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry Kane. I've seen Harry Kane being brought into so many teams.
Oh, he did look close. Did look all right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Harry Kane there, if you've got him, that for me is a bigger armband opportunity than Aguero against Chelsea.
Yeah, that's a good
shout. Chelsea are decent at the back.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Stoke Burnley, Joe Allen's back. That's the only thing that's exciting for me about that. I'm bang on the Joe Allen. Only because I have to, because everyone else I've got is fucking injured and he's now back. Yeah, Joe Allen there could be a few points. Sunderland, Leicester. Now, this for me, this is Tommy's pick. I'm going to go, my pick for the week, for game week 14, is Mahrez. Fancy that. They're against Sunderland. Sunderland are always looking shit. Leicester, inconsistent as they are, I think Mahrez there, decent points. I mean, he's on penalties. He's hit a bit of form. If I had the money, I'd bring him in for Coutinho, but I don't have that, so I might be looking at someone like Yaya Toure, maybe. But yeah, I fancy that.
Yeah,
what do you reckon? Vardy, like I said, Vardy, fucking three goals from...
Well, I can see some of them giving away a penalty, basically, which is Leicester's speciality.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Although, at the same time, Leicester haven't been great, and Sunderland have been definitely picking up form.
You're thinking Defoe? You're thinking the Hobbit?
Oh, Defoe, yeah, the Hobbit man, or his mate.
Oh, big man.
Yeah.
Big, strong man.
Yeah, we'll leave you to decide what his name is.
Lovely, big, strong boy. Yeah.
West Brom, Watford.
What were we thinking?
Rondon.
You got Rondon? You're going to keep Rondon?
I might even captain
him. You might even captain him. Crazy bastard. Then, the late game on Saturday.
Oh, snap.
It's you versus me.
Kramer versus Kramer.
it's Ash versus Big T-Dog, Big Tommy T-Cakes. Wow. What do we reckon then? I think we'll do ya. But I don't think it's going to be a dicking.
Say
that for nothing.
I think you're right. I think it will be...
2-1, 3-1?
3-1. Yes.
Okay, so you just agreed with me, but just said it slightly differently. I went 3-1, you went 3-1?
I said it more like I was considering it.
Okay. I fancy 3-1. Maybe we should put a bet on.
Are we not watching this at the pub?
I'm trying to think what I'm doing Saturday.
Just trying to think of excuses.
Maybe. No. If I'm around, we could, yeah.
I can't think of anything else I could ever do.
I mean, I've got a son. That's the best possible. 6-month-old son. That's the best possible way out. But why would I want to get out? Although you drink in quite trendy bars and I like old man pubs. We had this conversation the other day.
I was thinking about that. I'm going to go back. I'll revert. Yeah.
What, to old man pubs?
Yeah.
But you might have to drink beer then.
Well, no, I'll just drink vodka.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah. Is there anything girly? I'm sorry. Yeah.
This is when Craig's here, he never lets us talk about our social life and like organise events and stuff, does he?
He's such a bloody spoilsport. This is what people tune in for.
Then next week, tune in, and then you'll find out if we did go to the pub. That'd be amazing.
I've listened to 19 hours of this fucking podcast. I just want to know if they go to the Dog and Duck or not.
The Dog and Duck. If there was a pub called the Dog and Duck, that's the sort of pub I'd go to.
So now you can even know where we would go if we were going to go
up. Except it's not a real place.
No, there used to be a pub called the Blarney Stone.
Irish pub, yeah.
Solid name for an Irish pub.
Yeah, true. Okay, so we move on to Sunday. Bournemouth, Liverpool. The potentially struggling Liverpool. Well, I mean, I don't know if they're struggling, but they're certainly injury hit Liverpool.
Didn't they? Who did the Liverpool lose to really early in the season?
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought it was Bournemouth, but we haven't done the whole set of fixtures yet.
No, of course not. Game week 14, man.
So, maybe was it Burnley?
Do the match.
I think it could have been. So it was someone like that.
Do remember because it was just after they'd beaten us 4-1 and I thought, fuck me, that makes us look shit.
So this could be the same thing again.
Mm.
But they are the kind of team that I would back Burnley to lose against. Someone that plays sort of relatively expansive football.
You're talking Bournemouth?
What did I say?
Burnley.
Oh, sorry.
It's not confused people, Ash. You were just thinking about the Dog and Duck now, weren't you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
They are the type of team I'd expect
mm.
Bournemouth to lose to because of the type of football they play. And the type of football Bournemouth play might step into their hands, let's say.
Step into their hands? No way!
Work into their paws? What am I saying?
Egg on their tits?
Might play into their hands.
Play into their hands. There we go. Got them in the end. Work into their shoes. Something like that. Possibly. I mean, there was probably, at some point, around there, a little bit of advice. But I don't know. I'm just thinking about drinking some wine tomorrow. Everton United.
Get rid.
Lukaku. I've still got Lukaku. And I sing his praises every fucking week, but I'm really starting to think now. Christ almighty.
He's got a lot of points.
He has, but he's not doing enough. And I think, is he going to against United? Although if they do score, it's going to come from him, yeah.
Fancy I don't know. Fact.
Go on.
I don't think I've ever had Lukaku in my team. In the history of fantasy football.
In the history of fantasy football.
I tell you who I'd never have in it either. It's fucking Coutinho and Firmino. Really? And I brought them in. It's my better judgment. Yeah.
And they're both, one's dead.
I mean, they're good, but not.
No.
No, not for this.
Not Ash standard.
No.
So there may be Ibra again. I think maybe he has hit form again. It could be like earlier in the season that even when United weren't doing great, he was looking good and he was still scoring, very much the sort of Aguero syndrome at City, perhaps. And then the Monday night game, you're going to wait all fucking game week for this bad boy, Middlesbrough Hull.
Oh, my God.
yeah. God, it's one of them where, so from the first game on Saturday to the final game, you've got to wait till about, what, 10 o'clock Monday night to know what your final points for the week are. Oh, how rubbish.
You know what we should have done? Gone. And then Monday night, it's Middlesbrough Hull. And then the music come in.
yeah, that would have been good. Good night. So yeah, so there we go. They are the fixtures. My tip, as I said, was Mahrez. Ryan Yarramar said, I think he said Firmino, didn't he? Firmino is his tip, because we were talking, we had a lot of questions about Coutinho and stuff, and I think he said Firmino was his tip, didn't he?
I
think he did. I think that's what he said. It was ages ago. I can't remember. what about you, my friend?
So, a player that I would pick from Premier League games that are coming up, that what I wouldn't do is fill the time by just saying stuff
once
I look at the games that come up, that we just talked over.
Why don't you go for your little, your sim guy?
Oh, yeah. Simmers. Little Bimmy Simmers.
Little Simo.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's a good pick. Transferring out Coutinho.
Yeah. Which I will be doing. It's like I need advice.
What you could do is transfer out Coutinho, get Simmers in, and then use that money to buy Ibrahimovic as well. Does that save you 3 mil? Or Kane. So you could upgrade.
I could upgrade me Lukaku to Kane.
Exactly.
I tell you what, that's not a bad shout. I might do that. Thanks very much. Well, by the end of the podcast, we've finally worked out what I might do. So you've given me some advice, mate. So thanks very much. But that's pretty much it for this week. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for always being there, guys. We will be back next week, myself and Ash, maybe with a special guest, maybe not. We will be seeing you next week. And then after that, Craig's back. So last week is the last one without Craig.
And then it's back to normal service.
And it's back to normal service.
No super
professional podcasting. Right. No planning our diaries. and talk about frozen fucking chicken Kievs.
The quiz will come back.
And the quiz will be back. It'll be the return of the quiz. Not next week, but the week after. Yeah.
So it'll be like 40 minutes of better standard football. We'll know people's names.
Yeah.
We'll have read the rundown. And then it'll jump right off a cliff right at the end.
Right at the end when I do some kind of weird quiz.
Yeah.
Like there's like a play on catchphrase or something. But yeah, who knows? Who knows? Tune in next week to find out if it'll be any good. That's a hook, isn't it? So ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much to listening to the things and stuff. And goodbye.